Good morning. It's good to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
谢谢你们来接待，让我来这里讲道。
As was just mentioned, the church that I used to pastor was called the Evangelical Free Church.
好，我以前那个牧会的教会叫Even Pastor Free Church.
When I would tell people that that was the church I pastored, everybody would say, "What's that?" No one had heard of that church before.
当别人说这个教会的时候，别人都不知道是什么教会，那个教会是什么呀？
So I got in the habit when people asked me what our church was like, I would just say, "We're just a Bible church. It's just a Bible church."
那我就跟他们说，我们就是一个圣经的教会，我们就是一个来查考圣经的教会。
But over time, I changed my answer to that question, and I decided it was more important to tell them, we're not just a Bible church, we're a gospel church.
随着时间的推移，那我就是越来越说，我们其实不仅仅是一个圣经教会，我们是一个福音的教会。
And you could say that's another title for my sermon this morning is, don't just be a Bible church, be a gospel church.
我的这个今天讲到的题目的另一个题目其实是，不要做一个只仅仅是圣经的教会，而要做一个福音的教会。
Because Paul says it's very important that when we study the Bible, when we preach the Bible, we rightly divide the word of truth.
因为保罗说的，当我们学习圣经的时候，我们是正确的来分解圣经的道。
And one of the most important divisions or distinctions in the Bible is between the law and the gospel.
最重要的这个分解是说的这个不同，是律法的不同，还有律法和恩典的不同。
And this text that we're looking at this morning that we just read, one of the most important texts about distinguishing law and gospel.
那我今天读的经文就是说我们最重要的一个不同是律法和恩典的不同在什么地方。
And we see that first in the text in the distinction between John the Baptist and the ministry of John the Baptist and Jesus.
那这个不同显示在施洗约翰和耶稣的不同。
John the Baptist said that he who comes after me, that's Jesus, was before me.
约翰为耶稣做见证说，这是我曾说，那在我以后来的反成了我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
John the Baptist, as you probably know, was a relative of Jesus. Most people think he was his second cousin.
施洗约翰呢，实际上是耶稣的亲戚，他们很多人认为他是耶稣的表兄。
John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, was 6 months pregnant when Jesus was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary.
当耶稣在玛利亚怀中的感孕的时候，玛利亚的亲戚伊丽莎白，她已经怀了施洗约翰已经有六个月了。
You remember the story, Mary went to visit Elizabeth during her pregnancy and the baby jumped for joy in the womb of the mother.
你们可能记得当玛利亚去看伊丽莎白的时候，那个伊丽莎白怀中的孩子就在那儿欢喜跳跃在怀中。
So John the Baptist was before Jesus in that he was 6 months older than Jesus.
所以说施洗约翰要比耶稣大六个月。
But of course, Jesus was before John because in the beginning, he was with God and all things were created through him.
但事实上，耶稣要在施洗约翰之前，因为在这个世界以前，他已经被
As Jesus says later to the Pharisees in chapter 8 of John, before Abraham was born, I am.
正如耶稣对法利赛人他们说的，在第八章说，在亚伯拉罕以前，我就有。
But there's another way that John the Baptist was before Jesus.
但是在某种程度上说，施洗约翰在耶稣以前来宣讲道。
In his ministry on earth, John's ministry of calling people to a baptism of repentance preceded and prepared the way for Jesus' public ministry.
所以说施洗约翰在这个世上，他讲的是说要让人悔改，然后把人引向耶稣基督。
John was the consummate, the greatest, the final preacher of the law, and the best witness to Christ.
施洗约翰是律法的宣扬者，他是非常是完美的一个律法的宣扬者。那他也是一个我们值得效法的一个耶稣的见证人。
John the Baptist stood by the banks of the river Jordan, and he pointed to Jesus, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
施洗约翰在约旦河边，他指着耶稣说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Jesus said about John in Matthew 11, "For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who was to come."
耶稣在马太福音十一章第十三到十四节说，因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为止，你们若肯领受，这人就是那应当来的以利亚。
Now if John the Baptist was like Elijah and Jesus is the one who comes after him but is greater than him, then that makes Jesus like Elisha.
如果说约翰施洗约翰是以利亚的话，像以利亚一样的话，那耶稣基督就是那个在他后面之来但是又超越他的人，那这一点就使得耶稣很像以利沙，就是以利亚之后。
So the next time you're reading through the book of Kings, look at how the ministries of Elijah and Elisha are very much like the ministries of John and Jesus.
所以说当你们下次读到列王记的时候，你们就注意一下以利亚和以利沙，他们其实是预表了施洗约翰和耶稣的服侍。
Elijah is a terror-inspiring preacher of judgment to come. He says there's going to be a drought on the land.
以利亚是一个宣扬审判的人，他这个审判激起的是一个恐惧。他宣告说有旱情会在这个地上，他也宣告说天火从天上降下来。
He calls down fire from heaven. He runs away from Jezebel.
他宣告天火从天上降下来，而且他也从伊洗别那儿逃离。
And when he does that, he goes and hides in a cave, and the Bible says it's not just any cave, it's actually the cave that a lot of people believe was the cave on Mount Sinai where Moses received the law.
他逃离伊洗别之后，他逃到哪去了呢？他去了一个洞穴里面，这个洞穴很多人都认为是指的是那个洞穴就是摩西在西奈山上接受律法然后的那个地方。
So Elijah is like John the Baptist in that he's a preacher of the law calling people to repentance.
所以说施洗约翰就像以利亚一样，他是一个宣扬律法的人，那他是说律法然后让人们能够悔改。
But then Elisha comes and he has an even greater ministry than Elijah. You remember the text says he gets a double portion of Elijah's spirit.
所以说以利沙是在以利亚之后的，那他其实上超过了以利亚。那大家还记得吗？就是以利沙说他愿意神能够给他加倍的感动。
And do you remember where that transfer of ministry, of the mantle of his ministry took place between Elijah and Elisha? It was on the banks of the River Jordan.
所以说大家知道神帐幕的转移是在哪儿发生的吗？那是在约旦河边上。
Just where John is standing when he says to Jesus, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
恰恰是施洗约翰也在那地方，他指向了耶稣基督。
I'm going to give you a quick list of a lot of parallels between Elisha and Jesus.
那我马上要给大家一个非常非常扼要的一个清单来比较一下，说以利沙和耶稣的相同点。
Both are itinerant miracle workers.
他们都是周游然后行神迹。
Both receive the Spirit on the other side of the Jordan.
他们都在约旦河岸边领受了圣灵。
Both cleanse lepers and heal the sick and raise the dead and restore children to their mothers.
他们都洁净了大麻风，然后医治了病者，而且使死人复活，使他们回到母亲的怀中。
Both of them miraculously feed the hungry by multiplying loaves of bread.
他们奇迹般的去喂养那些饥饿的人，通过食物变有，把面包变多。
As Elisha makes an axe head float, so Jesus walks on water and lifts Peter up out of the water.
以利沙把丢失的斧头让他从水里浮上来。同样的，耶稣在水上行走，他同样把江城的彼得从水里面把他给拖住。
Both have a covetous disciple, Gehazi for Elisha and Judas for Jesus.
他们都有一个很贪婪的门徒。以利沙的门徒是基哈西，然后耶稣的门徒是犹大。
Both minister to the Gentiles.
他们都向非犹太人传讲。
And when Elisha dies, it says in 2 Kings that they buried him and they put him into a grave. And as a man was being buried, his bones were thrown into the grave and he rose from the dead.
在列王记下的13章20到21节，我们就可以看到说，当以利沙死了之后，人将他埋葬，然后到了新年，有一群摩亚人他们来犯境，那这个时候他们就把那些死人扔到那个以利沙的坟墓里面，那这些死人碰着以利沙的骸骨，他们就复活站起来了。
So clearly, Elisha's grave is a foreshadowing of the life-giving tomb of Jesus of the resurrection that we will experience because of him.
所以说，以利沙的坟墓其实是预表了耶稣基督的坟墓。耶稣基督的坟墓是赐人生命的坟墓。
So Elijah is a bad news preacher of the law, but Elisha is a minister of the gospel, the good news.
所以可以说，以利亚是律法的宣扬者。这个律法是一个坏消息，但是以利沙是福音的一个宣扬者。
So Elijah and Elisha make for a great contrast between law and gospel.
以利亚和以利沙，所以说就把这个律法和福音的区别给显明出来了。
And that law-gospel distinction is clearly on John the Apostle's mind as he writes, for that's what he talks about in verses 16 and 17.
但这个区别很显然在约翰使徒约翰的这个心里面他清楚，然后他就在16节到17节他说
The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
从他丰满的恩典里我们领受了，而且恩上加恩。
So the text says that in Jesus we receive grace upon grace.
所以说在我们是透过耶稣基督领受了这个恩典，而且是恩上加恩。
So one version interprets that as one blessing after another, as though the point is that Jesus just never stops giving us grace.
有一个版本是说的是这个恩上加恩是说的是一个祝福接着另一个祝福，就好像说耶稣基督就是那个永远不会停止的源泉一样，他把恩典加给所有的人，永远不会干枯。
And that's true, but I don't think that's what the phrase grace upon grace means.
确实是这样，但是我并不认为这是恩上加恩本来的意思。
I think it means grace for grace or grace in place of grace.
我认为说这个恩上加恩意思是说以恩典代替恩典 ，grace for grace.
One grace has taken the place of the other grace.
一个恩典代替了另一个恩典。
And verse 17 explains what that means. It says, the law was given through Moses, but grace came through Jesus.
因为十七节说，律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
So the grace that we have received in Jesus replaces the grace of the law.
所以说我们从耶稣基督领受的恩典代替了从摩西那里领受的律法。
So the law was a kind of grace because it was holy, righteous, and good, and it showed the way to eternal life.
律法其实某种意义上说它是一个恩典，因为它向我们显明了公义和良和神的美善。
The law pointed to eternal life, but it could not give eternal life to anyone.
所以说律法它是指向了永远的生命，但是它没有办法给我们永远的生命。
To point and to give are two very different things.
指向和给，可以给到是两个很不一样的概念。
The law shows us the perfect righteousness required for eternal life.
律法显明了一个需要得到永恒生命的需要的一个最好的美善的一个需要是什么？
But it cannot give to us the perfect righteousness required for eternal life. Only Jesus can do that.
但是他没办法给我们一个永恒生命所需要的那些条件，但是耶稣可以给我们。
Jesus lived a perfect life.
耶稣活出了一个完美的生命。
And when we place our trust in him, his death is counted as our death, and the penalty for our sins is paid.
当我们信靠耶稣的时候，他的死就代替了我们的死，而他的义成为了我们的义。
And then his life is regarded as our life, and we are declared righteous before God.
所以说他的生命就成了我们的生命，我们在神面前就被神称为义。
Therefore, even though we do not have, we lack holiness personally, we're able to stand before a holy God.
因此虽然我们缺少 我们缺少圣洁，但是我们可以在圣洁的主面圣洁的神面前站立。
We are holy and blameless in the sight of God because we're clothed with Jesus' righteousness.
我们圣洁，我们可以在神面前站立，因为我们穿戴上了耶稣基督的公义。
And not the righteousness of our own.
而不是我们自己的公义。
So therefore, Jesus Christ is the end of the law.
所以说，耶稣基督是，是代替了这个律法。
And Jesus is the one to whom the law pointed, and Jesus fulfilled all the requirements of the law for us.
所以说，耶稣基督是那个律法所指向的，同时他也满足了一切的律法为我们。
So here is a quote from Martin Luther.
所以说，现在我跟大家说一个引用路德所说的。
He said, "This is the sublime article of our Christian faith on which we discourse daily."
这是一个我们每天讨论的基督教的基要信仰，是这个信仰是如此的辉煌。
Those who teach the law correctly are the ones who lead people to a realization of their own sins.
正确的教导律法的是那些可以把人引向，把人。可以让人知罪的，而且让他们知道，通过律法来警醒他们。
That's what the law is for. It exposes our sins.
那就是律法所需要达到的目的，是让我们明白我们的罪。
But it cannot save us.
但是它不能拯救我们。
After that, we then comfort people with the teaching of the gospel.
然后呢，正确的方式是我们去安慰他们，我们用福音的去安慰他们。
So we believe in the forgiveness of sins.
我们相信，罪蒙赦免。
The law teaches us about sin.
律法告诉我们什么是罪。
And the gospel teaches us about forgiveness.
而福音告诉我们如何去得到罪的赦免。
There really are only two religions in the world.
真的在这个世界上面只有两个宗教。
Law and gospel.
律法和福音。
You can be a disciple of the law, or you can be a disciple of Jesus.
你可以是律法的门徒，也可以是耶稣基督的门徒。
Now you might think there's lots of different religions.
也许会认为这世界上有很多的不同的宗教。
And of course, not every disciple of the law is a disciple of the law of Moses.
当然，很多律法的门徒不一定是摩西的门徒。
There's lots of different laws.
有非常多的律法。
But it doesn't really matter which law you're trying to follow. It can't save you, and it's different from the gospel.
其实并不重要你是去跟随哪一种律法，如果你不是跟随的福音的话。
It doesn't really matter if you're trying to live before God on the basis of the law of Moses, or if you're trying to achieve nirvana by the teaching of the Vedas.
你不管你是去追寻说通过摩西的律法去追寻神，或者是你要靠着修炼佛法达到涅槃来寻寻神，其实都没有什么本质的关系。
It's all still just law.
这些都是律法。
It's all about your works and what you do.
都是关于你做了些什么。
And it all ends in condemnation.
最后都会被定罪。
In fact, you can't even find eternal life.By trying to obey the law of Jesus.
事实上，你不可能说找到永恒的生命，甚至是你想去遵循耶稣基督的诫命的话，你也不能达到。
Even the law of Jesus cannot save you.
甚至耶稣基督所说的所要我们做的事情，都不可能使我们得救。
Jesus gave us some good moral teaching. Love your neighbor, turn the other cheek, forgive your brother 70 times 7.
耶稣基督给了我们很多属灵的教导，比如说要爱你的邻舍，比如说要把你的右脸给别人打，或者。
These are wonderful teachings that we should all obey.
这些都是非常美好的这个训诫，让我们去遵守的。
But no one does.
但是没有人可以做得到。
So, if you think that you will receive eternal life on the basis of your best efforts to obey these teachings of Jesus, you will be disappointed.
所以说，你如果认为你可以通过你最大的努力去遵循耶稣教导的话， 然后你就可以得到永恒的生命的话，那你可能会非常的失望。
Christian law is just as powerless to save as Mosaic law or Islamic law or Vedic law.
所以说耶稣基督的这个一个教义跟摩西的教义跟伊斯兰的教义跟佛陀的教义一样都是没有力量的。
Only Jesus can save, and you are saved by Jesus through faith alone in the gospel.
只有耶稣基督可以拯救你，被拯救仅仅是通过你对于福音担当的信靠。
Which is the good news of the salvation that he has already accomplished for you on the cross.
所以说这是一个好消息，因为他已经为你做到了这一点，他当他上十字架的时候。
Tragically, many people who say they are disciples of Jesus are still really disciples of the law.
有些时候很悲惨的是，很多人他们宣称自己是耶稣基督的门徒，但是实际上他们仍然是律法的门徒。
Now, how do you know if you are still a disciple of the law?
那你怎么知道你是不是是一个律法的门徒呢？
Well, if you are a disciple of the law will bear one of two fruits in your life, pride or despair.
所以说，如果你是律法的门徒的话，那律法会给你带来两个生命的果子，一个是骄傲，另一个是绝望。
Some disciples of the law are proud.
有些律法的门徒非常的骄傲。
Their understanding of the law and of themselves is so superficial that they actually think that if judged by the law, they'll come out pretty good.
他们对于律法的理解和他们对自己的理解都非常的流于表面化，他们以至于实际上他们认为，如果他们被律法审判的话，他们其实还应该还会不错，还会过得去。
They might say, well, at least I'm better than that guy.
他们说啊，我至少比那个人要好一点。
And so they look down on most people and have very little mercy and compassion upon sinners.
所以他们从高处俯视其他的人，而且他们没对其他人没有一点点怜悯，他们对其他的罪人没有一点的悲悯。
But hopefully these proud disciples of the law will go on to stage two of the law's discipleship, and that is despair.
所以很有可能他们会，但是他们这些骄傲的律法的门徒会进入这个第二个阶段，他们的生命中的第二阶段，那就是绝望。
They come to understand that they fall short of the righteousness required by the law, and they are afraid of God's judgment.
他们慢慢的意识到，他们其实是不够神的律法所要求的义的，所以说他们就会对于神的公义非常的胆战心惊。
And so now, what does the disciple of the law do?
所以说这些律法的门徒们，他们该怎么做呢？
Now they start looking for something to atone for their sins.
所以他们就会去找一些东西，让这些东西可以来救赎他们。
And here lies the beginning, the origin of all kinds of bizarre religious superstition.
这就是为什么会有各种各样的各种流于形式的迷信的这样一些宗教的形式。
All the things that people feel like they have to do in order to make up for their sins.
这些都是人们觉得他们应该做的，然后来弥补他们的罪过的东西。
But there is one and only one sacrifice that can take away our sins.
但是只有一个，而且仅仅只有一个献祭可以使我们的罪得蒙赦免。
And that sacrifice has already been made on the cross. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
那就是耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的牺牲。
So John says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus.
所以说，约翰说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
The law was given. The law was a thing that could be separated from Moses.
律法是从摩西来的。这个律法其实跟摩西可以是分开的。
Moses was just the one who carried the tablets down the mountain, but after Moses died, the law endured.
当摩西把这个写着律法的石板从山上带下来的时候，那他就把这个律法宣告给其他人。但是当他死了之后，这个律法就继续的被传扬下去。
But grace is not like this. Grace can't be separated from Jesus.
但是恩典是不同的，恩典是不能跟耶稣基督分开的。
Grace is not just a gift that Jesus brought and gave you.
恩典不是说耶稣基督给了你就。
Jesus gives you himself, and the grace is in Jesus.
耶稣把他自己给了你，这个他自己就是恩典。
And so this is what I mean when I say don't just be a Bible church, be a gospel church.
这就是我为什么说不要做一个圣经的教会，而要做一个有着耶稣基督恩典的教会。
It means be all about Jesus.
这意味着说所有的东西都是关于主耶稣基督。
Because the grace is in Jesus.
因为这个恩典是在耶稣基督里的。
I think in a lot of churches, the Jesus just becomes another character in all of our Bible stories.
我想说，在很多教会里面，耶稣基督可能仅仅是圣经里面很多好形象、好故事的其中一个。
And we just use these Jesus Bible stories, like the Moses stories and the David stories, just to teach our kids to be good.
那我们经常用耶稣基督的例子，就像跟用摩西的例子、用其他人物的例子一样，教导我们孩子做一个乖孩子。
But in fact, the Bible was all just one story.
但是圣经实际上只有一个故事。
And it's all about Jesus.
这个故事就是耶稣基督。
I think we see this even more clearly now in verse 18.
我们可能可以从第十八节里面看得更清楚。
No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side has made him known.
从来没有人看见神，只有唯一的神，就是坐在父怀里的独生子把神显现出来表明出来。
The contrast or comparison here between Moses and Jesus continues.
这个摩西和耶稣的对比就在这里继续的给我们给显示出来。
You remember the story that Moses asked to see God's glory.
我们记得摩西要求说要看到神的荣耀。
But he was only allowed a glimpse of God's back as he went by.
但是他实际上唯一能看到的是神过去的时候神的背影。
And the fact that Moses could not see God tells us you can't arrive at the knowledge of God through the law.
所以这个事实摩西没办法看到完完全全的神的这个事实是说明了一点说我们没有办法透过律法去认识神。
You can know things about God just from reading the law.
你可以认识关于神的事情通过律法。
But in order to have the true knowledge of God that is eternal life, we have to know Jesus.
但是如果你想知道关于神你要真正的认识神关于他的永恒的生命的话那你就必须要了解耶稣基督。
This is how Jesus defines eternal life in John 17:3.
耶稣基督就是这样来定义永生的，在约翰福音第十七章第三节。
This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And that knowledge of God comes only through the gospel.
这种关于神的认识，只有从福音中才能获得。
Through the good news, the announcement of the good news so wonderful that we could never have imagined it on our own.
这个福音的消息是如此的美妙，以至于我们根本就不可能靠着我们自己能够明白。
Moses only got a glimpse of God's back, but Jesus dwells right at the Father's side.
摩西只能看见神的背，但是耶稣基督却在神父神的右边。
Jesus beholds God the Father face to face, and he has come to make him known to us.
耶稣基督和神和父神面对面，他把父神，他让我们了解父神。
And not only does Jesus dwell at the Father's side, not only is Jesus with God, but John tells us that Jesus himself is God.
那耶稣基督在父神的右边，并不仅仅是这一点。另外，约翰也告诉我们说，耶稣基督他自己就是神。
The aim of the Gospel of John is to lead you to affirm with doubting Thomas at the end of the book that Jesus is God.
那约翰的用意写约翰福音的用意是让我们从使徒多马的怀疑中走出来，让我们确信说耶稣基督就是神。
To lead you to fall down on your knees before Jesus and cry out like Thomas did, "My Lord and my God."
让我们可以在耶稣基督脚前能够屈膝，能够来宣扬说，哦。是的，主，你就是我们的主。
Jesus is the radiance of God's glory.
耶稣基督是神荣耀的表明。
The exact image of his person, the image of the invisible God.
是不可见的神的真相。
If you want to see God, you have to look at Jesus.
如果你想看见神的话，你必须要看看耶稣基督。
There's no other way to see God.
没有其他的办法。
No one has ever seen God, but Jesus, the Word made flesh, has come, and here is the last word of verse 18, has made him known.
没有人能够看见神，但是耶稣基督他这个道成肉身者，他就正如十八节所说的，他使得他带出了我们的神，让神让我们可以明白。
So I'm going to try to define this word in Greek. I'm not sure how it's going to work in Chinese. but the word is literally exegeted.
Okay. 所以这个词儿，在这个带出这个神这个词儿，在希腊文里面是 exegeted.
It means to explain.
这个词的意思是解释。
It means to bring the meaning out.
这个词的意思是把这个意思给带出来。
The word exegesis is what a good preacher is supposed to do to the Bible every week.
这个 exegeted 意思是说怎样去把让我们每周怎样去把这个圣经里面的信息给带出来。
You study the Bible, you find out the meaning that's really in there, and then you bring it out.
就是像我们在读圣经的时候，我们真的是看到圣经里面这个经句的意思是什么，然后我们把这个经句的意思给提炼出来。
The opposite of that, of bringing the meaning out, would be reading the meaning in to the text.
Exegeted 的另一个反面就是说我们读进去。
And this is what a preacher should not do.
这个是我们不应该做的。
I shouldn't take an idea that's already in my mind and then try to find it in the Bible.
我们不是读进去，不是要让我们的想法在我们的脑海中，然后我们试图用经文来印证我们的想法。
I want to find what's really there and bring it out for you.
我真正想的是我那里到底圣经上说了些什么，然后我把这个圣经的意思给带出来。
So that's what it means when it says Jesus is the exegesis of God.
这就是耶稣基督为什么说他是 exegeted of 他是带出神。
He is brought out and shown to us the glory of the unseen God.
耶稣基督把神带出来，并且让我们看到那个不可见的神的荣耀。
And yet this glory is not something other than Jesus himself.
但是这个荣耀不是关乎其他的，而且就是他自己的荣耀。
He doesn't just show us the Father. He says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
他不仅仅是让我们看见父神，而是他说，你如果看到了我，你就是看见了父。
Jesus doesn't just tell us the word from God. He is the word from God.
耶稣不仅仅是来传扬神的道，他本身就是道。
That's what John says here in chapter 1, that he calls Jesus the Word.
这就是约翰所说的，在第一节说他就说太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
太初有道，这道就是神。
I think it's interesting that the Apostle Paul never used the phrase the Word to describe Jesus.
使徒保罗他从来就没有用过道来形容。耶稣基督。
But he did say it this way. He would use the phrase "preach Christ."
但是他用了另外一个方式来说耶稣基督。他说是传扬耶稣基督。
Instead of saying "preach the word" or "preach the gospel," he would say "preach Christ."
他不说传扬道，或者是说传扬福音，他说传扬耶稣基督。
For example, 1 Corinthians 1, we preach Christ crucified.
比如说哥林说前书第一章里面说，我们传钉十字架的耶稣。
Or in 2 Corinthians, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord.
哥林多前书第二章，哥林多后书第四章说，我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主。
Or in Ephesians 3, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
以弗所书第三章说，他赐我这恩典，叫我把耶稣基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Or Luke, who traveled around with Paul, wrote in Acts 11 that the disciples would go everywhere preaching the Lord Jesus.
或者是说像路加那样，他跟保罗是很长时间的伴侣。他们他在《使徒行传》里面说，那些因。
And so this shows us that Jesus is our message.
这些所有的一切都说明了，耶稣基督是那个重要的信息。
Jesus Himself is the Word.
耶稣基督是道。
He is the one story that the Bible is all about.
他是那个圣经中的唯一的故事。
And that's why I say that we should be a gospel church and not just a Bible church.
所以说我说我们应该是一个福音的教会，而不是一个圣经的教会。
We study the Bible so it's not just a bunch of laws and a bunch of things that we should do.
我们学习圣经不是说我们学习一各种各样的律法，然后各种各样的我们需要遵守的东西。
We look for how the laws point to Jesus.
我们所要学习的是这些律法，它怎样的指向了耶稣基督的。
And cause us to come to Him for forgiveness.
使我们可以来到他的面前，能够来求赦免。
So may God give us the grace to keep this gospel of Jesus central.
所以说，祈求神让这个福音的信息成为我们的中心的信息。
Amen. And I believe now we're going to sing some more praises to the Lord.